These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
Some people think about science and imagine possibility, inventions, exciting theories. What comes to your mind when you think about science fiction? Oh yeah, Star Trek, of course. Awesome storytelling, meeting incredible beings from other worlds, right? All the more reason to join us at the Rotary District 5110 Conference in Corvallis on April 30th, because there you can meet Jose Antonio Orozco. A professor at Oregon State University for 20 years, Orozco's area of specialty teaching and research is political philosophy. In particular, he's interested in ideas about justice, specifically values around democracy and multicultural societies. And that fascination started 50 years ago with Star Trek.
My hobby interest from when I was a little kid was Star Trek. And so a few years ago, I started teaching a class on ethics, teaching basic ethical theory through Star Trek. So this was, I think, around the time of the 50th anniversary of the premiere of Star Trek on network television. And so I decided to use Star Trek as a tool to teach ethical theory. And so I've been teaching that class now for, I don't know, about 6 or 7 years at OSU. You know, I've seen many of the episodes from the original series since I was a little kid. And so I've seen most of them, you know, dozens, you know, if not hundreds of times each. And I started to think about the philosophical lessons that I saw coming through these stories. And I decided that I wanted to work these up into a book.
Okay, time out. Just a second before we go on. Orozco's book was born March 24th, and it's called Star Trek's Philosophy of Peace and Justice. And those are certainly central values to what we do here in Rotary.
I've been invited to one of the local chapters a couple of times to talk about the connections that I see between Star Trek and theories and ideas of peace and conflict resolution, which are at the heart of a lot of Rotarian thought, right? How to bring peace to the world. Right now, we live in a world in which, you know, when I work with my students and I talk to them about how they look out in the world, it's quite clear that very few of my students have hope about the future. They think that the world is not in a good place and it's not going to get any better. They don't see leaders in any positions truly caring about making a difference and about transforming the world for a better place. They don't trust politicians. They don't trust corporate leaders. And they feel quite actively not only that these people are not able to come up with answers, but they're actively lying to better their own interests at the expense of everybody else and everybody else's futures. And this isn't just anecdotal evidence. There's a lot of real important survey data that bears this out. And it's not just in the United States, it's globally. There's a survey that came out just, I think, last year that indicated that young people between the ages of about 18 to 25, about 10,000 of them were surveyed internationally in about 10 different countries. And the results were roughly about the same, is that young people feel that the future is not looking good. And many of them feel that, in fact, humanity is doomed. So the attitudes are quite severe. Young people around the world do not find any kind of hope. And so I think this mirrors a lot of attitudes that people have, particularly in the past 2 years with the pandemic. And so I think we are in a place in which we are really grasping and searching for things and ideas to try to give us hope about what we can look forward to, if anything, in the future that won't simply just be the extinction of the human race. And so for me, the hole that fills that hope is, or that sort of, that kind of hole where there's no hope is Star Trek and the vision of the future that it offers. So I know that for most people, right, Star Trek is a show that it provides a little bit of interesting entertainment, and science fiction stories in general, these are things that sort of divert us from thinking about our problems. So they're good entertainment. They're kind of a distraction. But I think that we really sell Star Trek and science fiction short when we think about it this way, that this kind of way of thinking has been for, you know, hundreds of years. Science fiction has been a way of imagining worlds that are different than the ones that we have. And I think that that is an important kind of exercise, because it gives us the ability to not only imagine a different kind of world, but then try to think, how do we get there? How do we build that kind of world? And for me, Star Trek is a really rich kind of collection of stories about one possible future of humanity that I think really can speak to where we are today, with all the loss of hope and the sense of impending doom and disaster. I think that the picture of what humanity can be in the 23rd, 24th centuries that it presents is something that could be really motivating and inspirational for people today.
Star Trek, really science fiction, in a sense, opens people's minds to concepts around geniusness, creativity, and imagination, right?
We often think that, you know, the brain is divided into these different hemispheres that are very, very distinct and not connected to one another. But I mean, what I find really interesting is to think about those kinds of figures who are really sort of rational, critical, science kinds of folks, to realize how much they talk about the importance of the imagination. So in talks that I've given about science fiction, I often point to our local hero, Linus Pauling, who, you know, won two Nobel Prizes, one for chemistry and one for peace, was someone who connected all spheres of his brain in various kinds of ways, and often said that, you know, what was important for him in thinking about the work that he did that eventually got him his Nobel Prize in chemistry was playing around with ideas of science fiction. And in fact, he tried to write a few stories himself that he they never went really far. You can find some of these notes and some of these discussions in his archives here at OSU. But he talked about how, you know, in thinking about the alternatives that might be given the science that he was researching, he started to make other different kinds of connections in his work. And so I think that the role of the imagination for some of these harder kinds of ways of thinking, for science, for sociology, for political theory. We often say, well, you know, I don't have time to read fiction. I don't have time to do that kind of stuff. I need to read, you know, data sets. I need to read, you know, policy papers and things like that. I think that we really diminish the ability of the different kinds of tools that we have as human beings to solve problems. And this is why I think Star Trek is really important, is that when you see folks in the Star Trek world confronting problems, more often than not, there's a really important scene. And it's usually the scene where everybody is sitting around a table trying to talk with each other about what they should do next. And it's usually the scene in the briefing room where everyone is sitting around saying, well, I think we could do this, or we could do this, or we could do this. That's almost that's a classic Star Trek scene that you find in almost all the different series over 60 years of television. And I think that that's a real important kind of element of Star Trek that shows that, you know, human beings are problem solvers, and we solve problems best when we're able to bring different perspectives together, to work together cooperatively, to make decisions together. And that it's not about like one hero that leads the way, but it's the kind of this inclusive decision making that really makes the difference for solving problems. And I think that these are lessons I think that we could learn about how to work together today, and to think about leadership, think about decision-making, and to think about how we can work together to inspire hope for the future.
Thank you. to boldly go, why we need Star Trek for a better world. That's the topic of Dr. Jose Antonio Orozco's talk on Saturday, April 30th. It's the Rotary District 5110 annual conference, and we hope to see you there, and you don't want to miss the speaker.
Hey, Rotarians, District Governor Jerry Kasanovic here, asking you to step up to the plate to enjoy 3 full days of in-person fellowship in Corvallis. We all know that the pandemic limited our opportunities in the last couple of years, but now we can meet, enjoy some golf, the annual Rotary Club Assembly, and a very engaging celebration conference. As a bonus, you're going to love attending the first ever Rotary Street Party on Friday night, complete with fun activities and a live band. It's going to create lasting memories for all. Rotarians, it's time to celebrate and enjoy Rotary Fellowship. Hope to see you at the end of April.